Are you ready for the weekend yet? We have events, news, and a guest for you to enjoy this Lake Life weekend. Hello and welcome to another episode of Lake Life Weekend Podcast. My name is Dirk, I'm your host, and it is weekend 32 approaching. It is hot out, it's beautiful, and I would like to spend this episode with you on Loony Days 2018 in Virgis, one of my favorite events in the area, to be honest. And if you want to stick through this episode, we will also rerun our very first interview with Mayor Dean Harstick from Virgis. So if you want to learn some more about the community, stay tuned after I go into this program with you. Actually, Loony Days begins already tomorrow, Thursday evening, August 9th at 7 p.m. in the Virgis Event Center with the Miss Virgis and Princess Altona pageant. So if you want to come and check that out. Then Friday, August 10th, is full of good fun and stuff. It begins at 8 a.m. already with a flea market at Methodist Church. Around the whole area, there's a wild rummage sale going on. I think signs will lead you to your findings if you're into like reclaiming furniture. So I think you will make some good finds there on Friday, August 10th. Starting 10 a.m. through 2 p.m., there's the 150th anniversary of Audited County Show Expo, little event where you can learn about the area. It's down in the lower level of Virgis State Bank, where it's actually also a little museum. I think it's a little dairy farm museum or a private collection from the bank owners. A hidden gem, actually. So if you want to come Friday, check that out too. And then at United Methodist Church, there's a brats and beans lunch between 11 and 2 p.m. All day long from 10 to 5 p.m., there's a sidewalk art contest. So you can participate there. All levels, all ages are welcome. And there is a painting class at Skoll under the tent at 5:30 p.m. That's new, I believe. In the evening, that's a highlight on Friday, there's the Old Timers softball game at the Baseball Diamond starting at 7 p.m. So that was the program for Friday. On Saturday, the 11th, it begins with a 5K run or walk, and that starts at 8 a.m. Pre-registration, the day of the race at 7 a.m., please. And it's actually more a happening. It's a fun run, so you should enjoy that. Also, a kids fishing outing at the Loon Park there at the public beach, 8 to 9:30 a.m. And if you get hungry afterwards, from 10 a.m., there is a Virgis Lions biscuits and gravy breakfast at the Virgis Event Center. Then, one very popular event is the National Wiener Dog Race. It starts at 9:30 a.m. Registration starts at 9 a.m. So I have been there. It's really cute. Cute dogs. Very popular. So you should check that out too. The flea market continues both days, Friday and Saturday, by the way, 8 a.m. through 12 p.m. in the parking lot of the church. And there's also, again, a lunch, brats and beans. We have face painting Saturday, 9 through 5, all day long at Skoll under the tent. And then there's a kids' beanbag tournament at the main stage downtown at 9:30 a.m., 5 to 12 years old. There's a road rally at Loon Park, registration 11:30, and it starts at 12. I'm not sure, that may be new too. I guess that's for cars. The street fair is all day long, 9 a.m. through 4:30 p.m. on Saturday the 11th. There's an open house at the fire department, 10 a.m. through 1 p.m. Loon calling contest. I know, very popular for kids. 11:30 is the registration, and 12 p.m. Starts the contest. We have a beer garden open all day starting noon, and then through the morning of Sunday at 1. We are actually hosting the Sandcastle Contest at the Loon Park at the public beach, and it starts at 2 p.m. through 4 p.m. So if you like to check out that or participate, of course, you can bring shovels, you can bring a bucket, you can decorate your sandcastles with findings that you made at the beach, feathers or mussels or rocks and such, but you cannot bring any other helping elements. So that's a fun contest. It's the third year we're doing this, so please welcome, come to that. There's a beard contest also for the adults, 2 p.m. through 3 p.m. Saturday. And if you're up for some more fun, there's a beanbag tournament for the adults starting at 3 p.m. There's $20 entry fee per team, and I think there's 64 teams that are participating. There's a Looney Days street dance that Saturday night, 8 p.m. till midnight also. That is a full day of events, so I hope to see you there. But it doesn't stop there. Sunday, August 12th, we have the registration for Classic Car Show starting at 8, and the Classic Car Show goes from 9 through 12:30. So that's also an interesting event. We have face painting again at Skull. We have an outdoor church service at 10 a.m. on Sunday at the Lutheran Church, St. John's. And the parade is at 2 p.m. on Sunday. Tip bingo at Billy's Corner Bar as every Sunday, 3 p.m. We have bed races following the parade on Main. So that should be fun. And to, how should I say it? Cool it all off, we have water fights following the bed races. So the Tip 100 Plus raffle finishes all off at 8 p.m. on Sunday. So I think this is an action-packed family weekend, and I'm sure hoping to see you. You can actually meet us. We are there with a little booth in the middle of the road, and we will also participate in the parade with our little mini, our Lake Life Weekend mini. So feel free to come by and say hi. I'm curious to hear feedback on our podcast. If you have any other ideas what we should do or communicate, feel free to email us. As always, hello@lakelifeweekend.com. I'm really happy to say that we doubled our visitors to our website on a daily basis. So thank you for that. Lakelifeweekend.com, a daily updated event schedule, and we are sharing more and more content, recipes, stories, road trips, and all those things concerning lake life in our area. Again, thank you for tuning in. My name is Dirk, and I'm looking forward to having you again next week. Have a wonderful weekend ahead. Oh, and if you stay tuned now, this is a rerun of our recording, our very first recording that we actually recorded in Virgus, the Echo. I apologize, we did not have a sound booth then yet. So it is a recording from last year with Mayor Dean of the city of Virgus. So stay tuned to learn more about the community. Otherwise, go to our website and find the schedule for the event also there. Have a wonderful weekend ahead. Yeah, hello. I'm here with Mayor Harstick, Dean from Virgus, in Virgus today visiting, and I was going to interview him a little bit and learn about, I know of course where Virgus is, I live close by. I shared earlier that I live on Lake Severn, but where is Virgus, Dean?
Virgus is kind of unique. It's located between three towns equal distance from Detroit Lakes, Pahrump, and Pelican Rapids.
Oh, yeah.
Although our closest town would be neighboring Frazee, which is 8 miles away.
Right, and Frazee and Virgus share a school district, I believe.
Right, yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Virgus is kind of the cross point to the area with many, many lakes around. It gets busy in the summer, But tell us a little bit more about Vurgis for people that haven't been visiting yet before. So how big is Vurgis?
Vurgis is 332 people.
330, growing?
It's growing. There's getting houses. We've advertised or averaged about four houses a year for the last 6 years, new houses constructed.
Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen a couple. It's not really like a Fargo development. It's actually cute. It's like small, but four houses a year over the past 6 years. So interesting. So people are considering, because of the closeness to other communities, to live in a small town community like Vurgis. Has lots to offer. Like, how long have you been living in Vurgis?
We moved in here in 1987.
1987. Yep. You moved here from where?
We lived out in the country. Okay. We're married for 1 year and lived in the country, and then I moved into town after that in 87.
And but you grew up in the area.
I grew up in the area. A farm west of Vurgis here, about 6 miles. Moved there from Erhard when I was 3 years old.
Yeah, okay. So you're definitely a local.
Yeah.
And I really like Vurgis, to be honest. I know what it has to offer, from the Billy's Corner Bar, or like I play poker on Mondays at times and when I can make it. I think a lot of people know about the bingo on Thursdays and Sundays, but it's probably a little kept secret that we are right on Long Lake with Vurgis, and we have a big public beach, which is open to the public, and you see families, and we have, I think, two pavilions even, or one pavilion?
Two
pavilions, and I think there's even a restroom, there's a water fountain, there's of course the largest loon in the world, yeah, don't forget that. Then there's a docks, and tell us a little bit about how long has that been offered to everybody?
I think it started, if I recall right, in 1956 when they made an agreement with the State Highway Department to take over that particular area as a park. Okay. The city would take care of the maintenance of it, but the state still owned the park, kind of a lease.
Okay, so it's a joint venture between city and,
right.
Sorry, the city and the state, and it's Highway 4. Is it?
At that particular time, it was State Highway 228.
Okay.
Which right now, a couple of years ago, then the county took it over and called it Highway 60, and that's where the maybe slight confusion comes in.
Okay. I'm confused.
County 4 goes from 59 all the way through Vurgis.
Yeah.
Then it goes to Frazee. So.
But it passes the park there.
Yep, passes the park. 4 and 60 would be.
Oh, it's 1 at that point.
Yeah.
Okay, that's why I thought it was 4. Good,
yep,
good.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then what the city is working on right now is we have a walk path along Long Lake. Is it? It's cute. I walk my dog there regularly. And I see people using it. It's a little hidden, but I think we are connecting from the beach to the little parking lot this year, I think, with floating docks. So we have a walkway of, what is it, a mile long? Or how long is the walk along the lake?
The trail is going to be
trail.
The name isn't totally decided yet. I think it's Long Lake Trail.
Yeah.
And that goes for a half a mile walk right along the lake. And then, of course, once you go through the boardwalk, how we get next to County 60 and then back to the Loon Park. You'd probably have 3/4 of a mile of a walk right along the lake. I think if you walked all the way uptown, it'd be probably, so you'd have about 1.5 miles total on there.
Yeah.
And a round trip would be 3 miles, but for a walker, that would be just what you're looking for.
Yeah, yeah. It's
very beautiful scenery.
Yeah, it's really scenic. It's really cute. I like it. And it's the bike path, shared bike path from town to the beach too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, okay, you have been here almost all your life.
Yep.
And how long have you been mayor?
Started mayor in 01.
In 01.
Yep.
A good 15, 16 years ago.
Yep.
And what do you do in town?
I run Vurgis Ford, which used to sell tractors, but then as the big companies pushed and struggled. I couldn't keep up with the pace that they demanded as far as size of facilities and all that stuff to maintain there. So we just, but right now is I restore antique tractors, basically.
Yeah. I always see your inventory or the with the people. So you work with the old ones, with the real tractor,
yep.
The small Ford.
Ford line I know the best. Then maybe it's Ellis Chalmer, then John Deere, maybe Farmall after that.
So people, do a lot of people know your services?
I would say so. I haven't advertised for years and still have the tractors to fix.
Yeah.
By word of mouth, they've been around. Plus, it's the newer mechanics don't like to work on the old stuff, but then they can relax because I don't like to work on the new stuff.
Yes. So you're not a competitor.
No.
You all work hand in hand.
Hand in hand, right.
That's good. Mm-hmm. That's good. So, and you have a background. You're almost in the industry for almost 50 years, you said, yeah? You have a mechanical engineering degree?
Yes. I got that when I graduated in 71. Prior to that, in 1969, I worked for a guy by the name of Bob Chambers, who had run the dealership at that particular time, and he passed away in 1971. So I've been in the same shop since 1969.
Yeah. Yeah, 50 years coming up. Oh, that's amazing. And what do you love about Virgus?
I think it's the feeling of familiness throughout. That's one of the things that we're trying to promote on more than anything is, you know, come to town as not a tourist, but as our guest. So we have a lot of things to offer as far as food service, hardware needs to fix stuff, lumber yards, convenience store, gas station. Plus, it's gorgeous scenery.
Yeah, it's really an example small town. I truly enjoy it. My son Harry, he really, this is his favorite spot actually. Like we go around a lot, and he has experienced Fargo, he is experiencing Breckenridge, Wahpeton, Perham. Detroit Lakes, Virgus is his top number one location. It's cute. I like that too. And a lot of people know Virgus for one thing, Looney Days, right? Looney Days is pretty known. It's a 4-day event, and it happens in August, I believe.
Second week in August, week after WeFest.
Ah, okay. That's, timed well.
Yeah.
So we're not competing with one of the other big events. Tell us about Looney Days. That's also, I think, 50-year anniversary, Pat. It was already... How long is Looney Days going?
It's been going on for a long time. At one time, it was just businesses got together and did... Everybody used to have crazy days, and they called it Looney Days, and that's where it started from, where you'd get rid of excess merchandise that you, let's say, would have to order 12 of, and you sold only 8, so you'd have 4 that you'd probably get rid of, that kind of thing.
Mm.
And then it kind of worked... into the festivities. I think it went to a couple days, and it went to 3 days because they realized in one day you could not take care of all the guests that would come to town.
How many are coming? I know that we have a base, like we have a softball competition Thursdays, that's the opener, I believe, and then Friday we have activities, and then Saturday is kind of the big one with the street fair. So how many people are coming over the course of the 4 days?
It's really hard to tell.
Okay.
Because there's, you know, no real way of counting.
Yeah, I think.
And it's so spread out. It used to be just on Main Street only.
Yeah.
But then they've moved it around to include the event center and also across the tracks.
Yeah.
On the ball fields.
So it's growing too.
Growing too.
Yeah. That's good. If you haven't been there, you should mark August to come. And we have something coming up though too this weekend. We have Maple Syrup Days. So tell us a little bit about that. What is your experience with this?
There was a guy that lived out here that owned a bed and breakfast called Lyle Tweeton, and it was his idea to have something fun to do in the early spring when you really couldn't enjoy your lake cabin because there's ice on the lake and everything. So then they came up with the Maple Fest days that they came where you would have real maple syrup. The first one, I think, was over 1,000 people that attended to get the maple syrup.
Oh, it's locally, I think they cook it. I think
it's locally,
it's quite a process. And so it's locally, people bring their syrup to taste, or?
There's some of that, but sometimes if they run short, they have to go like to Wisconsin and buy.
Oh, really?
Some, if they're short. So when you do come, you do get the real, genuine maple syrup. And that's what a lot of the people think it's neat to come down to.
Yeah.
Like I say, we treat our people that come here as guests.
Yeah. So we have a pancake feed.
Right.
That's the highlight then.
Yep.
To enjoy the maple syrup.
Then your other associated events. A community club puts on, they're in charge of sticking it on. I think they actually collaborated with the Virgus Lions.
Yeah.
To make the load easier by having more people that they could...
Helping hands?
Helping hands, yes.
Mm-hmm. And we have a 5K run and...
There's a 5K walk run. Even old guys like me can participate, which I am. And then there are also in Maplewood State Park, they want to correlate those two, collaborate with efforts there to have... they've got a cook shack down there. I have not seen it, but I intend to get down there this year.
I think they're planning a maple syrup station to
right.
produce it.
Yep.
I think they have been collecting funds for that for a while. There's a local group that... Right. Yeah. So there's a maple syrup demonstration day at Maplewood State Park this same weekend. And
yes.
then we this goes hand in hand. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, as you can see, there's lots going on in small town Virgus, and you said 332?
Yep.
Growing?
Yep.
So, yeah, magic number 333 may be coming. I don't know. Maybe
yep.
we have a newborn this year,
yep.
hopefully. And growing community. Yeah, really, come visit, be a guest to this area. I think that's what we learned from Mayor Dean. And if you want to enjoy this weekend with Maple Syrup Days, put it on your list. Join us walking, I suppose. And enjoy maple syrup. Well, anything else you want to add, Mayor Dean?
We're very proud of our town. We do things to improve. Some things work well, some don't. But the worst thing you can do is nothing. You want to continue on trying to improve and to show friendliness to all our guests that do come to town.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. Thanks for taking the time and joining us. And
thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Yeah, this was already our newest episode of the Lake Life Weekend podcast. We sure hope you enjoyed it. Tune in again next week with another great guest and updates. Always check out our website, lakelifeweekend.com. And if you have some comments, please feel free to email us at hello@lakelifeweekend.com. And you have a wonderful weekend ahead.